Okay, so to continue with our interpersonal related shilas, especially now during the 9 days, someone comes to Rav Zorbisim with the following shilas. He says, Dr. Stern, assuming these names are unreal, Dr. Stern works in a hospital in Eretz Yisrael. One day he opened a letter and he found in his inbox that there was a letter actually intended for his co-worker, Dr. Fried. Dr. Fried was an expert in the top of his field, and the letter, upon opening, he saw that Dr. Fried was offered in a very prominent position in a foreign country at a salary much higher than he was currently earning in Eretz Yisrael. You know, nowadays, you probably get it on email. I guess this happened the days before email. So Dr. Stern knows that losing Dr. Fried would be a great loss for Eretz Yisrael, and would be a great loss for this hospital in Eretz Yisrael. So he thought to himself the following. He thought, maybe I should inform the administration of the hospital of the pending offer, so maybe they would all be able to offer competitive terms to Dr. so that Dr. Fried will remain. Meaning, he was going to go give the letter now to Dr. Fried, because it wasn't his letter. But he wanted to know first if he's able to go tell the hospital administration, if possible, maybe, if they hear about this offer from another country, maybe to keep a Dr. Fried in their hospital, maybe they should up their ante and up their offer to them. So may Dr. Stern reveal to the hospital administration what he accidentally learned by opening his friend's letter. Is he allowed to do this? So first off, Rav Zilberstein quotes from the Kobol in Simen 116, which is a Kuf Tes Zayin, the following. He quotes the famous Chaim of Rabbeinu Gershom. What does Rabbeinu Gershom say? Rabbeinu Gershom says that it's usur, Rabbeinu Gershom put out a Chaim, anyone, it's usur for a person to read his friend's letters without his Rishus. It's usur since the times of Rabbeinu Gershom and Rishon, that a person is able to read a letter from someone that is rishus. That would also apply to nowadays, an application to an email, to a text message. I remember once I read my friend's text message in high school, and it was from his girlfriend. It was like, and I read it, and he told me about this Rabbeinu Gershom, it's usur. So, Rav Zorbisin says, before you get to the shadow of telling the hospital administration, you should just know about this Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. It's usur to read someone's friend's letter without permission. He then, Rav Zorbisin even quotes the Sefer Chikike Lev, Yordea Shaila Mem Tes, saying that what's the two possible reasons for the Chayim? What's the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom against one who reads someone's letters without their permission? There's two reasons why that's wrong. One, it's Altz V'Avdarech HaKamocha. Of course, one certainly wouldn't want someone else to open your mail if you're getting an important email from a job or from a boss. You wouldn't want someone else to open your email. So it's a Din V'Avdarech HaKamocha. And finally, number two, why the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom makes sense and why Rabbeinu Gershom put this into action, it's because it's Genevas Das. When you know something that he doesn't know, that you know it, that's also Genevas Das. So two reasons why Rabbeinu Gershom had this inyan. Rav Zilberstein goes on in further and says, quotes the Sefer Torah Chaim in Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Zayin, that says the following. Additional reason why this Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom against someone who reads his friend's letters, it's considered stealing as if he is using his friend's property without his rishus. It's mamish geneva. When you're reading someone's property, the letters without their permission, it's mamish geneva. So here we go. Even if one viewed the contents of his friend's letter by mistake, he quotes the Shalosh Tshuvos Beis David, Yoredeya, Chelek Kuf Nun Ches, that the uninvited reader still needs a kapara. Even if you did it by mistake, you still need kapara. However, we see here it's likely that Dr. Stern was completely innocent, as he would be an onis, but the Tshuvos Beis David wants to say that he might even need kapara. But getting all past all the Rabbeinu Gershom and why it's wrong, either because of after the Chakamocha or the Kenes given again was Das, and the Torah Chaim adding on that what? That maybe it's considered even stealing because you're using your friend's property without the permission. Or Rav Zorbisin ends off as saying, if Dr. Stern would now go tell the hospital administration, it would have no problem at all. He's not doing his friend any harm by telling the hospital about the letter. If there would be, says Rav Zorbisin, he doesn't write this, but he's implying this. Of course, Dr. Stern is able to tell the hospital if the hospital now is going to up their anti-offer, is going to up their offer to Dr. Fried. But if the hospital now is going to fire him, and Rav Zorbisin doesn't say this, but I'm assuming from what he does say, that of course Dr. Stern wouldn't be able to tell the hospital because it's going to cause his friend to be fired. It might even best to be able to maybe even go things over with Dr. Fried and see what he should do. But Dr. Stern, Rav Zorbisin wants to make the assumption, if Dr. Stern knows he's not going to harm his friend by telling the hospital administration about the letter, he's only going to help Dr. Fried get a generous offer from the hospital. There's no problem at all. And Dr. Stern could go tell the hospital that Dr. Fried might be leaving, at a better offer, maybe you want to up the offer. But I would apply from this tshuva that Rav Zorbisin would say, if Chas Hashem, it would hurt Dr. Fried's chances, and maybe he had to get him fired for even thinking about applying to another hospital, then of course maybe Dr. Stern should maybe speak to Dr. Fried and see what he should do. Be'ez Hashem, should be zocha, now going into the 9 days, especially now in the days which we should be very careful with our Ben Adam Lechavero. The whole year we're careful with our Ben Adam Lechavero, but specifically during the 9 days, just to end off with a small vort, small but very deep vort from the Zera Kodesh, the Rapshutz Rebbe, we say in the Bracha of Yerushalayim, Ircha, Uvnei Oso, Bekarov B'yameinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should rebuild the Beis Hamidrash Spili in our days. So Zera Kodesh, the Rapshutz Rebbe asked, Talmud of the Noam Ha'imach, I don't understand, why does Chazal have to say B'yameinu, in our days? It seems so extra. It says the Rapshutz Rebbe, B'yameinu doesn't mean just in our days, but it means with our days, with our actions. Uvnei Osa Bekarov B'Yameinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, should rebuild all the poles, the Mishkan, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, specifically B'Yameinu, with our days. What does it mean with our days? With our actions, with our Avos Yisrael, with our holding back from Lashon Hara, with our Berachas HaMazon, with our Tefillah B'Kavana, with our Shalom Bayis, B'Yameinu, specifically with our days. We should be Zochah B'Ez Hashem, to be with all our brothers and sisters in the land of Eretz Yisrael, with Shalom Yerkosh B'Ez Hashem Yishbarach Shkoich.